95.5 KLOS doing sports on tap. It's JD in the Bush. Good morning. Sunday, October 15th. Can you believe we're halfway through October already? Crazy. And up to week 6 in the NFL, week 7 in the college football world. A crazy world in college football. Locally, not a game you want to talk about if you're the UCLA Bruin fan, because you go down to Tucson and you get annihilated by the Wildcats down there. I mean, that's maybe some of the worst defense I've ever seen. And I've been watching the Bruins better part of my life. And that's some of the worst defense.
And you've been watching
ever.
Them all year. It's been a repeat every, look,
listen,
week,
it's
week
every
one.
Year it's a repeat.
Week one, were they not losing like 44 to like minus 2 in the third quarter, came back to beat Texas A&M, but you're like, something's still inherently wrong with giving up 44 by the third quarter.
What is it about some teams that have, and we've asked this question before, pro and college both, they have a tendency to do something over and over and over again, which keeps them where they are. And in the UCLA Bruins case, it's they never tackle. I don't care what quarterback, what running back, they never, ever are able to tackle anybody. I mean, I don't care who the coach is. I don't care what the decade is. The Bruins can't tackle.
Yeah, but yet it's weird. They've had defensive stars, dozen of them over the last 20 years come out of there.
AB just left there.
You go back to, Anthony Barr, Cassius Marsh, a couple years ago that played there. I mean, it's amazing. Miles Jack, that played there. Carnell Lake, you go way back in the day. But I don't know, man. I can't figure it out. I mean, you'd like to say it's coaching, it's a technique. You can't fire the kids as much as I'd like
right?
to. I've honestly thought, man, if I was a college coach, I probably wouldn't last long because some mom who wants to give their kid a Capri Sun, would sit there and complain.
And a participation trophy.
Oh, yeah. That's why Bob Knight was the best coach ever. Look, your kid gets out of line, slap the crap out of him. I'm totally like that. I'd drop my kid off at school and tell him, look, I don't care if he's 21. Smack him. He deserves it. But the fact of the matter is that if I'm a college coach, JD, I got your scholarship letter in my hand. Okay. And here's you. You're playing a bad game. Start to rip more. And the better you play, hold on, I get the tape, and I tape it back together. You start playing bad again, I rip that thing, and we'll see how much scholarship money you have left by the end of the game. Okay, I'll rip the whole thing in half, or I'll keep 80% intact for you. Is it fair? Sorry. No? Maybe? But it's a job. It's a job these guys are playing, JD. They're getting paid to do it in the form of textbooks, in the form of education. Okay, get out there and tackle.
It's a ripoff.
Handle your business.
It's a ripoff. They're the minor leagues for the NFL, which is a $1 billion industry.
It's exactly what they are.
It's a T-shirt.
Right.
What this is? Well, I almost said the whole thing.
This is your UCLA team being a minor league baseball team and the kids hitting $1.50. If you're hitting $1.50 in single A for a while, you're going to get cut. They should cut them from college, too.
Now, the other side of that, we talked about the Bruins, the Trojans. Wow, I tell you what, that really dodged a bullet. I mean, it came down to the Utes going for 2 on the road to try and get the victory, and they come up about, maybe 4 or 5 feet short down there on the goal line.
Yeah.
You know what? I think it seems like every week the Trojans are getting everybody's best. Game.
Well, yeah, they get everybody's best game, and don't let that help them and prop them up in the rankings. If you're SC could very well be a 500 or below 500 team, just as much as they can be a 5-1 team.
So many close calls.
Texas is below 500, and everybody's like, "We beat Texas." This is not the Vince Young Texas team. This is a Texas team that's lost twice as many as they've won. You beat a Utah team that you're a dozen point favorite with as well too. And don't tell me that the Utes are any good. That kid really wanted that touchdown. That quarterback, Troy Williams from Carson, wanted to go to SC. SC didn't even give him a sniff. So how great would that have been to come back in front of family and friends and to get that win for you? But I think SC now has their path cut out for them to get to the Pac-12 title game. It's not going to matter. There's not one Pac-12 team that, even with one loss, deserves a chance at the Final Four with college football. No. It's just utter parody.
I
mean, yeah, make your plans to go to the Holiday Bowl. See you down there, Shamu.
Number 10, Auburn loses on the road at LSU. That's one of your upsets. They're actually all over the board of the upsets. The Oklahoma-Texas Red River rivalry was a shootout. It's supposed to be a shootout. 29-24, Oklahoma gets the victory in there, so no upset in that. Number 1, Alabama, they roll. I guess the big upset of the week happened on Friday night, though, with Clemson, the number 2 team in the land, falling to Syracuse. But that was because their quarterback wound up
getting hit. Yeah, number 5 and number 8, pains me to say, both Washington teams undefeated. They both lost. So there's four teams in the Pac-12 that all go down. So look, no one sticks up for the Pac-12 more than me, but shut up. Again, I'll see you at the Holiday Bowl. You don't even deserve to go to the Rose Bowl Pac-12 this year. You're afforded no losses because you play on the West Coast and 11 people watch your games. That's it. You got to be perfect.
district. It's not as hard as you think to be able to do it. Don't tell me the conference is great and we beat up on each other.
No. So a chance for you to go see some college football if you'd like. UCLA and Oregon at the Rose Bowl. That's coming up on October 21st. Going to give you a chance to pick up some football tickets.
I'll bet you a six-pack that Oregon scores more than 40. You want to take the bet?
I'll get back to you on that.
By halftime.
by halftime. I will take that.
Watch, you're going to be nail-biting yourself the last...
Oh, no, I'm not going to be...
Miss the kick!
I'm
miss
not going to be
kick.
Nail-biting over a six-pack. No, no. 12-pack, maybe.
12, okay.
Major League Baseball is into the championship round. ALCS, dramatic walk-off in the Astro-Yankee game yesterday. Long ball is the way the Dodgers handled it last night. We'll get into more of that here, the baseball game coming up. As a matter of fact, Clayton Kershaw, this is a big game. It's like, can Clayton get the win? He doesn't get the victory. They win on Clayton Kershaw Day, his turn in the lineup. But Kenta Maeda is the guy who gets it. Look, Clayton gives you, what, is a 4-plus, 5-inning? Something like that, you know, that's pretty good. This is,
I guess good. Five innings, but two runs. Five innings and two runs for Clayton Kershaw.
It's Justin Verlander is preferable. Yeah, if you want your starter to come in and go nine and give up one run,
strikeout 13,
the bullpen and case 13 guys. Yeah, that's preferable. Right. But I think if you're a Dodger fan, and I am, Clayton Kershaw got through a postseason game and didn't get shelled, I'm pretty happy.
Yeah, it's because you pulled him before the seventh inning.
That's exactly right. Roberts has figured out what to do. You don't let him pitch after the fifth inning. That's it.
And
I don't care.
It's funny.
We had a bunch of guys down there in that bullpen. Yeah. They're all getting paid something.
Yeah. The Dodgers bullpen is as good as the Yankees bullpen, and people aren't talking about that move. That's actually the move of the postseason to me for anybody, was to have the gonads to pull Kershaw, the almighty Kershaw, who does it all the time in the regular season, the postseason, not so much. Do that, and you know, and the fact that the Dodgers, you know, won that game without Corey Seager, who's not going to be available the whole series, we'll talk about that later, just shows why they're such a tough out.
Yeah. Chance for you to score some tickets to go see some college football. UCLA, Oregon, Rose Bowl, October 21st. That's coming up this Saturday. Caller 15 right now.
How about caller 107 to match the totals that's going to be scored on the scoreboard?
Every time you say that, I encourage you to walk right into that little screener room and start answering the phone.
I went to Vegas. I can't count past 21.
800-955-KLOS. Some caller is going to get some tickets. Maybe the first caller, maybe the
107th.
We're not really sure. You want to go? You give us a call. Maybe you get the tickets. That and the Bushka Fact coming at you next on 95.5 KLOS.
Now, Bushka Facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
What I heard in Russian is the background is congratulations to Daniel in Rosemead. That's what in Russian.
In Russian.
Clever how you did that.
Yeah, well, you're welcome.
He's going to go see the UCLA Bruins take on Oregon at the Rose Bowl next Saturday.
Mm-hmm. So I hope you like points, Daniel.
Good luck with that. Scoring.
If you like scoring, yeah. If you're a defensive-minded guy, give the tickets to a friend, score some brownie points. So, hey, let's talk a little jersey retirement here. Five teams, did you know this, do not have anyone's number retired. Five.
Wait, what?
Five teams in the NFL.
Don't have anybody?
Yep.
Do they all suck?
None jerseys. Yeah, none jerseys retired. Three of them because really, I think, a lack of history. Baltimore, Houston, suck. Jacksonville. Baltimore's going to change that eventually if they decide to give Ray Ray his bang, bang, shoot 'em up murder number. But the other two are because they don't believe, in a ring of honor. They don't believe in such a ring of honor. Who are those other two? Hmm. They surprise the hell out of you.
It will surprise me. I have no idea. I have no guess at this.
Well, that's
I thought it was just going to be sucky teams and they didn't have good enough players to retire.
No, these are two teams with really good histories, but then again, that's what I'm here to do is to stump you, the listener. I'll tell you next. Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS.
Now, Bushka Facts.
That is incredible.
What?
No way.
Incredible yet true.
All right. When we left off, we found out that there are some sucky teams in the NFL that don't retire numbers.
Sucky teams.
And then we also found out that there's a couple other teams that aren't sucky that don't retire numbers either.
Absolutely. Five altogether. Baltimore, really, because they haven't been around long enough. And eventually, like I said, I think Ray Lewis, maybe an Ed Reed. I even doubt that, though.
But they give him a statue, could you get him like a big butcher knife chasing after somebody?
Did he stab the guy? He didn't shoot him. He stabbed him, right?
It was a stabbing.
I would do that. Yeah, absolutely.
Allegedly.
Yeah, and I would have, every time you come up, you could, like, press a button on the statue, and it would play Snoop Dogg's Murder is the Case that they gave me in the background. That's a great jam.
I don't know
jam.
How that goes.
Oh, well, Dave, you got to cue it up next, okay? Thank you, in honor of Ray Lewis. But you have Baltimore, Houston, and Jacksonville are the three that haven't retired anybody's number, but two actually have a couple of players that have been okay.
Who are the other two?
Dallas.
What?
In Oakland.
No, they got a whole...
No.
Wait, what?
Dallas and Oakland, the other two teams.
Does Dallas have a ring with all those names in it?
They don't believe in such honor. Five teams that don't have any players' numbers retired.
Sure?
That's what the fact says. Now, I will give you a disclaimer. This says crazy but true, and I was absolutely hammered when I typed these up last night. So it may not be true.
Okay.
I don't know. You do the research yourself. Okay, I'm just here to spin tunes
and talk
football.
That's what we say. Bushka facts, you know, fact was word loosely.
Incredible
yeah.
but
it's
true,
like
we think.
Yeah. Well, how about that? So the Cowboys and who else?
Cowboys and the Raiders.
Raiders. Well, they don't have a stadium to hang anything in anyway. So.
Yeah, the Raiders. I think their backup quarterback should go in the Hall of Fame, whichever one it is this week.
Speaking of quarterbacks, though, you know what? If they want a statue down in Houston, they could put David Carr down there. I guess he'd be lying on his back to be sacked, though, right?
All those sacks that he had when he first got there.
Not a funny joke.
Oh, God, I know.
Not a funny joke. All right, Alex Gilhar, NFL Network, scheduled to join us coming up. If you will talk fantasy football on 95.5 KLOS.
Fantasy football from the tap.
Let's go!
Here's Alex Gilhar from the NFL Network.
Yeah, fantasy football information. You want some? We got it. Alex, who's on his way to the NFL Network, which is just a few digits down the street from us here in beautiful Culver City. He joins us now. We were talking about the amazing Aaron Rodgers, your QB, oh, by the way.
That's one of my favorite topics.
I'm sure that I know you're not going to mind talking about this. I mean, is this maybe the most feared quarterback in all the league? I think it is.
I think you have to consider him to be because of his... Like, Tom Brady is that cerebral assassin, and
right.
Rodgers is pretty much on that level, but he's still got the athleticism and can burn you with his legs. Like, you saw that in the Dallas game last week on that game-winning drive. Picked up, like, 18 yards or whatever there on that rush.
You know, one thing about fantasy football is never over. These words never truer. It's not over till it's over because garbage time, touchdowns, things that happen at the end of games, I mean, how the spread can flip, all kinds of stuff is every single week, you know, so you absolutely got to drink it to the last drop down there. But, you know, a lot of people are – there's people that – big question marks hanging over. Matthew Stafford is a guy that usually puts up some pretty big fantasy numbers, and he's going into a game that has the highest total of the week for Vegas. I think the over-under is 50. But there are people saying that not just because of the gimpy leg, but that the Saints' defense is playing well. Is this right?
I think it is. The Saints' defense has played pretty well. They got some young people in the secondary now. They drafted their rookie, Marshawn Lattimore, out of Ohio State. I think he's playing great. But also, without a vertical threat in that Detroit offense, they had found that with their rookie, Kenny Golladay. You remember week one, two great touchdowns. Their offense has been kind of bad the last few weeks. Matt Stafford hasn't put up more than 16 fantasy points, and I think this could be a lower-scoring game than some expect. So if you are into that kind of nature... Take that for what it's worth.
Absolutely. You know, the Patriots and Jets, both 3-2. Oh, the Jets, they could win their fourth straight. Look, did they beat Cleveland?
Tied for first,
they lived by against Cleveland, and New England's been out to lunch. New England gives up a ton of points, but still, I think Brady to do well in this game.
Yeah, I'm with you. Brady, you want to get Chris Hogan in your lineup. Gronk, if he starts. On the flip side, though,
Irving Fryer.
Yeah, they're everybody. The old Ben Watson.
Irving Fryer. Good Lord. Oh, I think it just had one of those 60s flashbacks.
My favorite thing about Irving, got arrested for toting a gun. I mean, come on. He's true NFL before it became the NFL.
Gangsta. Before
gangsta.
It was cool to be gangsta.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Rams because Jared Goff and the Rams have been the offensive surprise of this season. Now, Jared Goff is going to go up against a surprising defense. That's the Jacksonville Jaguars. But they're better against the pass than the run. Does that mean a good day for Todd Gurley?
I think this offense is going to have to rely on Todd Gurley if they want to move the ball consistently. I don't know if you guys have seen this stat floating around, but apparently somebody crunched the numbers and you'd have a higher passer rating spiking the ball every down than throwing at Jalen Ramsey and A.J. Boye right now.
Wow.
So, Todd, you want to start the running backs in both of these games, though. That's where the defenses have kind of been funneling through. Leonard Fournette
is
off
just
to a phenomenal
to watch,
start.
Yeah.
And Gurley, though, I think this could be a kind of a grind-the-clock, you know, slow-moving one. Maybe Cooper Kupp for the Rams, but you don't want to start any of their other passes.
Well, you're not playing Sammy Watkins, are you?
Not yet.
What's wrong?
Well, I think they've got an offense that's spreading the ball around. This is exactly what Sean McVay did in Washington, you know. It was never all the targets to Pierre Garçon, all the targets to DeSean Jackson. Mm-hmm. It was, here's seven for you, seven for you, seven for Jordan Reed, seven for the back. So he's not going to get a true number one wide receiver's volume. He's still a talented guy and will have his blow-up games, but for fantasy, we're just going to have to pick and choose, you know, in potential shootouts and try and hope for the best.
He's Alex Gelhar from the NFL Network at Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS. JD in the Bush every Sunday morning from 7 and 9. We're talking fantasy football. I'm going to call it right now. Ben Roethlisberger loses and retires after this game. Does not finish the season. Sorry, Steelers fans. Long in the tooth he is. And Kansas City's the best and most balanced team out of anybody.
Oh, hold on. Can I just go on record before I even respond to that and say I expect the exact opposite today? I expect him to go out there today and go absolutely berserk on these guys. Oh, overdone, finished, really? With Le'Veon Bell behind me and AB to throw to.
And then Alex Smith retires after this game?
Yes.
Yes, okay, there you
after
go.
After four interceptions.
There will be a retirement. No, I'm with you, JD. I think this is the perfect bet. The Steelers always do this every year. They'll play down, lose to an opponent they have no business losing to, or get, you know, the or Bears. Get smashed, like against the Jaguars, the Bears. But then they'll come out against the cream of the crop in the league, and they'll ball out, and it'll be a close competitive game. So
yeah, it's a 4-point spread.
Yeah, I wouldn't start Ben Roethlisberger in fantasy, but it would not surprise me if he went out and had his best game of the year.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, I still like Neil O'Donnell's chances better. Mark Malone, who I work with at NBC.
What about Slash, Cordell?
No.
Wow. So is Deshaun Watson the new Slash, or what is he? The new what? What are you going to compare this
guy
to?
He's spectacular, though.
Spectacular.
Yeah. You know, there were some people had questions from him in the draft process.
Michael Vick.
Is his arm big enough? Is he going to be able to? Is he going to be able to manage the NFL defenses? And the kid just plays when the lights come on. It's unbelievable.
It is amazing.
I'll say he's more Michael Vick, because Vick was better and more athletic than Slash was.
Yeah, but you know what? Larger. Yeah. Next generation, yep. He's bigger than Mike Vick is, and so he's going to be able to take a little more pounding, but, and that's kind of what knocked Mike Vick out.
Watson's got the arm, though. Yeah. He's been making all the throws.
Oh, man, he got
that
some
deep
throws.
Touchdown to Will Fuller last week when he escaped the sack and then...
Right.
Okay, quickly.
Plus, I heard Watson's a cat person, not a dog guy, so that's going to help him in the long run.
No, that hurts.
Will Fuller, do we believe what we're seeing here? I mean, he's not going to do two touchdowns every single week.
I mean, is he
an every week starter?
I mean, he's close to that, because he's getting volume in an exciting offense. I think they've been averaging 34 points a game since Watson took over.
Exactly.
You know he's going to be a volatile play, but when he hits, he's going to hit big for you.
All right, let's get into the Raiders and the Chargers. That's happening this week. There was concerns about the players' health because of all of the fires up in NoCal. 15 northern fires going on, and they're a little bit concerned about that. I guess they've got the air quality to a point where they're comfortable with that. But I don't know if I'm comfortable starting a lot of people that people are relying on for fantasy football. Amari Cooper, I'm not starting him. Derek Carr, I think they're rushing him back. What do you think?
Yeah, did you hear Amari Cooper's quote this week?
Yes.
He said, the ball will find me. That's not what you want to hear from a wide receiver. You want somebody with confidence. So you gotta sit Amari Cooper. I wouldn't trust Derek Carr in that first game back. I think you can trust Michael Crabtree in that offense. But other than that, it's a little dicey.
Beast mode?
You would want to hope this is a good game for beast mode. No team is giving up more rushing yards right now than the Los Angeles Chargers.
Oof.
So if it's going to happen for beast mode, it could be today. I'd give him a shot. There's some big running backs on byes, too. So he could be worth a look there.
Are they handing those masks out to the people?
Cargo masks.
They might have to.
Those ones you see people driving around on the roads. Have you ever seen those people driving on the roads?
Yeah, the fans will be up in the stands wearing those things.
That's worse than those people that have magazine covers like hanging in their side windows so the sun doesn't get me.
Other sideline, we usually like Philip Rivers as a starting quarterback, a streaming quarterback in fantasy football. Tell me good news about Hunter Henry, though. Tell me that the Raiders are giving up a lot of points to tight ends.
Well, I think the more encouraging sign is that since Antonio Gates got his touchdown record, the Chargers have been flipping roles with him and Hunter Henry.
Yeah.
Hunter Henry is running more routes, he's playing more snaps, and he's getting more targets in the red zone. So I think he's a fine start now at this point, despite all the panic we felt when two of his first 3 weeks didn't even have a
zeros.
Target.
Yeah.
Zeros.
Yeah.
Absolute zeros.
Complete zeros. But what about Rivers?
I think Rivers is in a good spot, too. He's only had one really disastrous week in fantasy. Other than that, he's had 17-plus points, and I think he's going to be in a solid spot here going up against the Raiders.
He's Alex Gelhar from the NFL Network at Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS, JD in the Bush, talking fantasy football with you each and every Sunday. I'm going to go to that game on Monday, which is awesome, because that's the game that, I don't know, you could take your better half out to dinner, not even watch or care about, because it's the neckbeardless Colts and the 2-3 Titans, the blind leading the deaf in this game. And you can just say, babe, no football tonight. It's all about you. And she'll have no idea. And it's going to make you a better person here. Tennessee has this wide receiver, Rishard Matthews.
I like Rishard Matthews.
Okay, I don't want to talk about his football. I want to talk about Rishard Matthews saying, if they make me stand for the national anthem, I'm going to walk away from football.
I'll quit.
First of all, Rishard, the only reason, because I know you listen to the show, thank you for that, the only reason anyone even knows about you
you is because they tune into Alex and 11 geeks have drafted you on your team. That's the only reason, Richard. So I wouldn't quit if I were you. He's not going to be able to afford that car and all his accessories and his bells and whistles. He's going to have to take it back, work at the YMCA like the rest of us, making 36.5. Yeah, so I wouldn't do that, Richard. I think twice, G.
You're getting 36.5 at the YMCA?
Well, hey, yeah, because I stay there. You know, I wear the construction worker like the village people.
Ripped over here.
I stay
at
the YMCA. It's funny. Come on. Of course I get 36.5.
But I will say about that game, don't overlook Jacoby Brissett, the Colts quarterback. He's actually been
pretty solid.
Since he came in, took the starting job in week two, the 13th highest scoring quarterback. And that was with him not knowing what the hell he was doing that first week. So he's been putting up some numbers, and the Titans defense, not very good.
Yeah. So what you're telling me is you should trade Rishard Matthews because he's going to have to stand eventually, and he's going to walk away from the game, and that could really hurt you.
You want to keep him. He's getting targets. And really? When Marcus Mariota comes back, you know, you want wide receivers getting targets from good quarterbacks.
Wait till he quits, Rob.
Wait till he quits before we can trade. But you can't trade him after he quit. He's got no value. It's kind of valuable. What do you do? I'm always trying to think ahead.
Maybe somebody else will sign him.
The CFL? Good luck with the Edmonton Eskimos there, Richard.
All right. You're going to have to stand for that anthem, too, probably.
Oh, Canada. It's got a good reach.
Alex Gelhar, we're going to let this guy go to work. Thanks for stopping by.
My pleasure, guys.
Land. True patriot love. Come
on, say how far, how far can you go into it?
The whole thing. I know the whole thing. It's what happens when you're a dual citizen. Get out of here, man.
You're sitting down.
You sing On Wisconsin for me. Yeah, Badgers look good, by the way. Badgers undefeated. I like it.
Yeah, why don't you stand up for your dual citizenship?
You're sitting while you're singing your anthem, by the way. There he goes. That's better.
After that big rant, he's just sitting down.
Rob sings the national anthem.
Those guys sit and take a knee and don't sing it, okay? It's one thing. You know, if you're old like me, you can't get up. You can sit and still sing.
Sounds like a lot of excuses from you.
It does. It absolutely does.
Now's the time for you to make a break, Alex.
I got
to
run.
I'm a Pac-12 guy. Pac-12 means we're full of excuses. Air quality. We play late at night. Nobody sees us. Nobody cares about us.
Games.
Shut up. Win all your games and they'll notice you. Okay, win them all.
Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, the Rock of Southern California. Is that the great David? Are rocking out. I mean, listen, when you really want to listen to something, you put the headphones on. We're in a room where we can blast this thing as loud as we want to. We still lift our headphones on.
Air drums, air guitar, air keyboard.
I may have played every instrument during that thing right there. That was fun. Hey, how about a little What Are the Chances, shall we? Let's see if Rob's brain is up to the task. Go ahead and give me a little musical accompaniment here, and we'll get into it. You ready, Rob?
I've never been more.
You know, Joe Madden says that the slide rule is why, actually, they lost the game against the Dodgers last night. What are the chances? And he wind up, Joe Madden gets thrown out. What are the chances Joe Madden gets thrown out of another game in the NLCS?
Chances are about 10%. You never know what's going to happen. Now, look, these games are so tightly contested. I doubt it, though. He's got to realize he's got to keep his cool a little bit more. I think Theo Epstein, their general manager, is going to have a talk with him about that, because at the end of the day, your team needs you around making the decisions. And the reason they lost that game wasn't because of the collision. It was because Kershaw got pulled. Kento Maeda came in. It's exactly the Dodgers may want to leave Kershaw off the World Series roster to give themselves even a better chance.
Stop it. That's the Giant fan in you. You jerk. Aaron Rodgers is...
ERA of 15.
6-1. Did they win?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Did they win? Yes, they did.
Thank you. Now, shut up.
Give him 3 innings and pull him. Keep going. I'm
really testing my patience this morning.
That's what's fun to do.
It's going to be 2 for deep purple in a second. Aaron Rodgers is 6-1 against the NFC North since 2016 with 20 touchdowns and 1 interception. What are the chances Aaron Rodgers throws more interceptions and touchdowns against the Vikings today?
More interceptions and touchdowns?
More interceptions than touchdowns.
None chance. Okay, this is Minnesota Vikings we're talking about. Come on, we can't take them seriously. He's the best quarterback in football, period. I don't care how many rings Tom Brady has. There's a whole lot more to it. The defense won half those rings for New England anyway, since Brady has been there. But no, you're talking against Minnesota. It isn't going to happen. He's the best quarterback, period. Belichick would kick Brady off the roster to make room for Aaron Rodgers if he could.
USC survives
again.
Sam Darnold turns the ball over like crazy again. This time fumbles instead of interceptions. What are the chances Sam Darnold actually stays at USC for another season?
What's he got to lose? I mean, you know, pretty girls and free school. I mean, seriously, as opposed to go to a crappy team in the NFL like the Browns, like the Jets, and be one of the top draft picks. Now, is he the best quarterback out there? There's nobody.
There's nobody that's a good quarterback in college football. I mean, like, he's a West Coast offense type of guy, so you can see him having a career in the NFL. I'm just not enamored with anybody. So I'm going to say right now it's 50-50 that he doesn't.
Because you want to be styling. You want to be looking good when you're going into the draft. You want to be people thinking question marks about you. I think he stays in
that. Yeah, with that hair that he has, he ain't going to look good anywhere. Come on, you got
to
cut
that. He's trying to play football. This isn't Bryce Harper, who gets to take his hat off all the time.
Or flick his hair back.
That is just gross, isn't it?
Well, Harper?
Yes.
Well, you wear a ponytail all the time, man, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, but you know what? Even I've got
take
10
your ponytail
times
off
the hair
flick
that
the
guy
hair.
Does, and I'm not flipping my hair around like Bryce Harper is. He's even got guys on his team, take the helmet off for him. Now shake your hair. Oh, come on. What are we doing, commercials for Head and Shoulders or what?
I've never seen him with a hair care product as an endorser.
That's, and why not?
I have no
He's
idea.
He's perfect for that, isn't he?
He does that other one for like T-Mobile, but I've never seen him for the. He would be perfect for it.
Justin Verlander, complete game.
Yeah, he's good.
One run. What are the chances Justin Verlander is the MVP of the ALCS?
Is he still with Kate Upton? I believe so.
I don't know.
I think so. Engineer Dave, if you can Google if he's with still Kate, and if he is, and he's got the MVP in my book. Okay, the fact you've been able to hold
Wrong
on to her
MVP,
for a couple
Rob.
Years. Oh, most valuable. Oh, we're not. It's like an OPP you know me thing, right?
No. Like playing baseball,
oh, baseball.
Against the Astros and the Yankees.
I got nothing. I got stuff off the field. Yeah, as far as the MVP, if he keeps pitching this way, absolutely. The Astros are one of those teams we don't want to talk about. Houston is a major market, believe it or not, a top five or six, but we don't consider them in. And you and I know the execs right now are saying we're going to get it right in the NL. You're either going to get LA or Chicago, big TV market. Okay, but come on, Yankees, come on back out of this hole because nobody wants to see Houston in there. But Houston is a very good team. Jose Altuve, he could be your MVP. He went 3-for-4,
yeah.
Followed up going 2-for-4, mm-hmm. And the dude's the size of a 9-year-old. I mean, come on.
Oakland Raiders hosting the Los Angeles Chargers today. What are the chances that the, I don't know, bad back Derek Carr outduels Philip Rivers?
Outduels him? None chance. Okay. I mean, wins the
None?
Game. Wins the game is one thing. But
doesn't outduel Rivers? No.
Oh, is he going to throw for more yards down the field? And look, Rivers is still a good quarterback. He's got a train wreck around him. And I'm sorry, man. This is down and dirty football right here. If you're Joey Bosa, I'm bringing the green light, and I'm hitting Carr right in the back, and I'm not thinking twice as I do. You find a guy's weakness, you want to exploit
it. That's what they do.
Him up.
I'm laughing, but that's what they do.
Left ankle hurts. I'm going to take you. Guess what?
Exactly.
To your left side on crossover.
That's exactly right.
Come
that's
on, man. You got to light up Derek Carr. Put him back out another month and a half. The Raiders are nothing without Carr as quarterback.
So give me a number.
Time and time again, the chances, none chance.
Zero.
None chance that Carr outperforms. Wow. Yeah, zero. I'm a 0 or 100% guy. You
the
know,
Raider but, hate mail goes to Rob at Sports On.
I don't mind the Raiders. I sure as hell don't like the Chargers, but come on. A bad back. If that's the case, Philip Rivers should quit. He should have his ninth kid with his wife, which
we
is still,
have that.
that's the best stat in the NFL. The guy's got 9 kids with the same woman, actually married her, and drives a minivan to church. I mean, my God, that's a Bushka fact you should put in there. I'm going to write that for next time. There's only one player that has 9 babies or 8 babies with the same woman and married her. Who is it? In the NFL. Philip Rivers.
Just Philip Rivers.
That's it.
And that's one of the chances.